translation. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O great sage, who know everything about Krishna, please describe in detail all the activities of which I have inquired and also those of which I have not. For I have full faith and I am very eager to hear of them. Text 13 translation. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Purport. To prepare to meet death in 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit gave up all food and drink. As a human being, he was certainly both hungry and thirsty, and therefore Shukadev Goswami might have wanted to stop narrating the transcendental topics of Krishna. But despite his fast, Maharaj Parikshit was not at all fatigued. The hunger and thirst from my fast do not disturb me, he said. Once when I felt very thirsty, I went to the ashram of Shamika Muni to drink water, but the Muni did not supply it. I therefore wrapped a dead snake over his shoulder, and that is why I was cursed by the Brahmana boy. Now, however, I am quite fit. I am not at all disturbed by my hunger and thirst. This indicates that although on the material platform there are disturbances from hunger and thirst, on the spiritual platform there is no such thing as fatigue. The entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Every living being is Brahman or spirit soul and needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. Unfortunately, however, the world is completely unaware of the nectar of Krishna Katha. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore a boon to philosophers, religionists, and people in general. There is certainly a charming attraction in Krishna and Krishna Katha. Therefore, the absolute truth is called Krishna, the most attractive. The word Amrita is also an important reference to the moon, and the word Ambuja means lotus. The pleasing moonshine and pleasing fragrance of the lotus combine to bring pleasure to everyone hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami, as it is said. Matirna Krishna Paratasvato Vamito Bipadyita Grihavratanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram Puna Punascharvita Charvananam. Because of the uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. The inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Bhagavatam 7:5-30. At the present moment, all of human society is engaged in the business of chewing the chewed, puna punascharvita charvananam. People are prepared to undergo mrityu sangsara vartmani, taking birth in one form, dying, accepting another form, and dying again. To stop this repetition of birth and death, Krishna Katha or Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary. But unless one hears Krishna Katha from a realized soul like Shukadeva Goswami, one cannot relish the nectar of Krishna Katha, which puts an end to all material fatigue, and enjoy the blissful life of transcendental existence. In relation to the Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that those who have tasted the nectar of Krishna Katha lose all material desires, whereas those who cannot understand Krishna or Krishna Katha regard the Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious life as brainwashing and mind control. While the devotees enjoy spiritual bliss, the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankering. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalake chakshurun nilitam jaina tasmai shi gurave namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The material world is a very dangerous place. Can you imagine just making an attempt to be happy? Can you blame anyone for trying to be happy? That's the constitution, that's the nature of the soul. Anandamaya bhyasat. Seeking pleasure, wanting to be happy. But the danger in the material world is when we try to do so in ignorance. To not know who we are, where we came from, why we're here, what's going on here, why do I have to die, what happens after death, who is God if there is one, what is my connection, my relationship, my obligation towards Him. If we don't know that, that's a very, very dangerous position. It's like you're driving in the night, there's no light, or you turn off your headlight, you're driving at a fast pace and you turn off your light, it's very dangerous. So just the attempts of souls in this world to be happy result. What was the big deal? Maharaj Parikshit, he was thirsty and he was just looking for some water. And then this was the result. But then getting reactions in the material world is not a bad thing. If we take it in the proper light, in the proper perspective. When the reactions come in this world, Krishna is all good. So when the reactions come, it's just to teach us a lesson. Of course, when we suffer, very often we tend to blame others. But the Bhagavatam says, if you bite your tongue, who do you blame for it? Do you go knocking out your teeth? It's yours. So, we need to accept that we are the ones, if we don't come to this point of accepting that I am the one responsible for my situation here now, whatever I am undergoing, I am the one responsible. We don't try to palm it off or blame anyone else. Well, Adam and Eve, they messed up, and poor me, I am suffering. Well, Krishna doesn't buy that. Krishna says, Ichadvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani samuhang sargayanti parantapa. That sarva bhutani, all living beings are born into this deluded condition because of our own icha and dvesha, our own desire and envy, neglect of Krishna. And if we want to say, no, not me, I didn't do that. Well, the cause exists in the effect. All we need to do is scrutinize or examine our consciousness now, and we'll see that we have our own desires. Krishna, he's saying a lot of things to do. Do this, do that. But dvesha, we neglect, we reject. And that's very dangerous. So Maharaj Parikshit, his example of how he responded, he got a death notice. Now, pretty much each and every one of us, we have a death notice. It may be a little longer period. But how do we know? How do we know whether we have 7 days or less than 7 days? How do we know? But that's the thing that Maharaj Yudhisthira said is the most amazing thing in this world. In that story from the Mahabharata, when the Pandavas, they were in exile, so they were thirsty, so Yudhisthira sent the youngest, get us some water. So he came upon the lake, and he was about to drink and then take water for the rest of them, but then he heard the voice saying, this lake belongs to me, and you can drink this water only after answering my question. But he disregarded the voice. He drank the water and he fell down dead. Now the other brothers, one after another, they came. And they saw this one lying dead, disregarded the voice, took the water, and the same result, until finally Yudhisthira came. But unlike the others, Yudhisthira humbly agreed that to the best of my ability, I'll try to answer your questions. So then the Yaksha appeared before him and posed many questions. So one of the questions, what is the most amazing thing in this world? So Yudhisthira replied, Ahani ahani bhutani gachantiha yama alayam. That at every moment, souls are dying. Yama alayam, they are going to the abode of Yamaraj. Shesha stavara ichanti. So Yudhisthira said, Kim ascharya ataparam. But the ones who remain behind, they think, this wouldn't happen to me. I won't have to go through this. So we're busy, easygoing, casual, complacent. And that's what illusion means, to not see that we're all heading one place only. They say if you put everyone's life in a book, the last chapter will always be the same. And he died. We're heading the same place. But because time appears to move in slow motion, we forget the direction in which we are going, that we're heading into debt. We don't see that. And we go about trying to live out our fantasy, Ishwaraham, aham bhogi, I'll control, I'll be able to enjoy. We go about like that. So the example, Maharaj Parikshit, he had a death notice. Kamsa had one too. Kamsa is another example of someone who had a death notice. Well, look at the two approaches. Maharaj Parikshit, this is his approach being described here. Kamsa, he wanted to conquer death also. But, and what Krishna said? I am that. Krishna said, Mrityu sarva haras cha aham. And Kamsa wanted to destroy Krishna. That was his pursuit. To conquer, to destroy Krishna. And here, Maharaj Parikshit, he is showing the solution to take shelter. To take shelter of Krishna. He says that, and it's important, O great sage who know everything about Krishna, please describe in detail activities of which I have inquired and also those which I have not, for I have full faith and I am very eager to hear of them. He has full faith in Shukadev Goswami. He's eager to hear. People in this world, they're faithless. Faithless in terms of accepting authority. Is there anyone who knows what is what? They're not humble enough to think that there is someone who knows. If anybody humbly, submissively submits themselves. And Srila Prabhupada makes that point somewhere in Bhagavatam about Brahma. When Brahma made an attempt to find his source and he couldn't by his own effort, he went back, sat on top of the lotus, and he surrendered himself. And Srila Prabhupada said, he didn't know whether God was personal, impersonal, what, but he submitted himself to that which is supreme, that was that which is beyond him. To submit, to humbly submit ourselves, Krishna is right within the heart. All that is required is a sincere desire to know. That's what is required. But if we don't come to that point in life, we live very dangerously, because that very desire to enjoy, that pursuit to enjoy, what does Krishna say? Yehi sansparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evati. That you just try to enjoy the senses, contacting the objects, and that very thing that you think will make me happy, dukha yoni, that will be the source of our suffering. So, to be awakened or to be enlightened, that's why the Vedas says, Utishta jagrata prapya vardani bodhata. Please wake up. Utishta. Wake up. Try to understand the boon you have, a human form with developed intellect. Try to understand that. Because if we don't understand the value, the boon of the human form, then the very valuable asset, the human form, will develop intellect. The senses will act like the misuse of the razor. You have a razor, You can use it properly, you can take a shave and so on, but it's a dangerous thing if you misuse. A couple of weeks ago in Brindavan, I asked the barber for a shave, and you know, so he gave me a shave, but then he wants to do, and I am very uncomfortable. If he's doing my head, it's okay, but doing my face, in the past, I'm always very, very uncomfortable. You know what kind of razor they have, right? That not safeguard. It's just like you're very uneasy. Well, the idea is that the human form, to misuse the human form, it's dangerous business. It's dangerous to misuse the human form. All the other species, they become victimized by a particular sense. Whether it's the human being, all the senses, you know, like, you know, the scriptures give an example of fish will be hooked, you know, by tongue, unable to control the tongue, or the deer wants to hear this particular sound. Elephant cannot control the sex drive, so the hunter would dig a pit and put some sticks, and then he put the female elephant on the other side. He'll fall. Different animals are given as an example. They're victimized by a particular sense. But for the human being, all the senses, at least the elder ones here know about cinema, right? Somebody goes to the cinema and their eyes are fixed on the sound, on the screen, and they're listening to the soundtrack. Maybe hand in the bag of popcorn, another hand maybe around someone. So we're totally absorbed in the, you know, the illusion. All our senses degrade us. So without awakening, without enlightenment, just to live in this world is dangerous business. So Srila Prabhupada is giving the solution here. He's saying the problem, the whole world, they're thirsty. They're suffering. They want, because if we don't know we are Brahman, we are spirit. If as long as I think I am this body, then we're contacting the body with objects of this world. That's what we think we are, the body. And we think I'll be happy by contacting the objects. So at least theoretically, when we know, look, I am different from my vehicle. You could put some petrol in the vehicle, you can put some fifth body oil in the vehicle, and that may be good for your vehicle. But you, at least, you know that I need some milk, I need juice, I need something different from that. I'm different from my vehicle. So at least, if we understand, and if we don't know our identity, we won't know what is good for us. What we need, if we don't know our identity, how could we know what is good for us? So it's dangerous business living in ignorance. So life is a failure if we don't come to this point of knowing our identity. So Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the greatest boon to human society, as Srila Prabhupada said. It gives the most complete, most perfect information that is required for satisfaction. So the Bhagavad, it says, Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmanaksatam Katha Amrit. It is amrit, it is nectar. We know about if you're drinking some kind of amrit, some kind of nice tasting, it tastes very nice. But Bhagavat Amrit, it says, Shravana Puteshu Samritam. We drink this Amrit through the ears. And when we do so, then Vishaya Vidushitashayam Vrajanti Tacharana Saroru Antikam. That when we drink this Amrit through the ears, this desire that we have, that we're being victimized by all the time, just falling prey, this desire to enjoy sense gratification. In ignorance, avidya karma samgyanya. It just pushes us to act. And the reactions come and we sentence ourselves. We're putting a noose around our neck. You know, it's like the silkworm, its own saliva. It becomes trapped by its own saliva. So, it is our own desires that bind us, entangle us. So, repeatedly is said that Bhagavat, Bhavau Sadatrotam Anobiramat, is the right medicine for the souls undergoing this disease condition, of material life. Material life is a disease condition. Just like if someone has to run to the toilet all the time. That's not a normal condition. It's a disease condition. Well, similarly, if you have to always smoke something, or you know, people always have to, you know, they're addicted to something, that's a disease condition. It's not a normal condition. So, pleasures, pursuing pleasures, in the three ways we try to, or one may try to experience happiness, three types of happiness. On a material platform, just trying to contact the senses with the objects, that's one. But then, like the jnanis, they become a little smart. They think, you know, every action produces a reaction. I'm not into that. So, neti, not this, I am not that. Aham Brahmasmi, great idea. I'm spirit. Nothing could happen to me. I'm eternal. And they think that's it. The Prabhupada said, Brahman realization is simply the negative concept of material existence. You negate material existence, you come to the Brahman platform and that's it. It's like you're watching the television and it's some horror movie or something that is really disturbing and you can't take it anymore. So you say, turn it off. Ah, this is relief. The blank screen, that's relief. Well, that's what the Brahman realization is about. Brahmananda, oh, that's Ananda. But then there is Premananda. To develop love for Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who doesn't know Krishna is misled. And the so-called progressive march is either partial or hallucinatory. Whatever you may think, this is God, that is God. Is either you got it totally wrong, or you have some partial idea. But Krishna means all attractive. Krishna means reservoir of all pleasure. And we are pleasure seeking. So this is the solution. We're always linking our senses to all types of objects. And Krishna, he is a Rishikesh. He's the master of the senses. Krishna is Govinda. He gives pleasure to the senses. So we just need to link the senses with the reservoir. Ramante yogino nanti. This is what yoga means, to connect, to unite. So ramante yogino nanti satyanande charatman iti rama pade nashau param brahma vidhyati. Devotees, the yogis in devotion, linking with the reservoir of all pleasure, Krishna. Names, forms, qualities, pastimes. So this is the greatest boon to human society. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America and he wrote the poem, he said, when they hear this message of the Bhagavad, their hearts will become engladdened. So at least those who have heard, those who have received Srila Prabhupada's message, as he says towards the end of the purport, that the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankering. So people think that this is brainwashing, this is mind control. Devotees may sometimes feel guilty, they may feel bad, oh, so many years I've been chanted, I still have so many desires, I don't have love for Krishna. But actually, if we analyze from another point of view, just imagine how much Srila Prabhupada has saved us. Can you imagine how many bills he has saved us from? The cigarette bill and the appointment we had with Yamaraj for, you know, the animal killing and all of that. I mean, Srila Prabhupada really saved us from so many vices, so many bad habits. We may still not be very advanced or anything, but at the same time, if we just examine a devotee's lifestyle, we don't have to be a slave of our senses, just running for this, running for that. So we should have so much gratitude for what we have, and that's what Srila Prabhupada is asking, that our process is twofold. We take this, try to make our life perfect, and try to share it with others. Mahaprabhu said, Namaruchi, you cultivate a taste for the holy name. Vaishnava seva, render service to the Vaishnavas. And Jiva daya, show compassion to the soul. So the Krishna consciousness movement, this is our business. To try to cultivate taste for the holy name, render service. The opportunity we have to serve people who are attempting to spread Krishna consciousness, render service, and to the best of our ability, try to share this with others. This is our purpose. Sorry, I didn't ask. What time are we supposed to finish class? Okay, so I think I can conclude here. Anyone have anything to add?